Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Before the Storm Buried Goldwater and the Unmaking of the American Consensus, is a work of political history by Rick Perlstein that examines the rise of modern American conservatism through the career and 1964 presidential campaign of Barry Goldwater. Rather than treating Goldwater as an isolated political figure, the book places him inside the larger cultural and ideological conflicts of the late 1950s and early 1960s. Perlstein shows how a post-war liberal consensus, built around federal power, social reform, and managerial government, came under growing pressure from a new right-wing insurgency. Written as a deeply researched narrative history, the book blends biography, campaign history, and broader social context to explain how conservative politics moved from the margins toward national influence. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand the roots of later partisan division in the United States and the historical conditions that made Goldwater both a symbol and a catalyst of political change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Goldwater became the vehicle for a new conservative identity. Perlstein presents Barry Goldwater not simply as a presidential candidate, but as the figure around whom a modern conservative identity could cohere. Goldwater's appeal rested on a forceful rejection of centralized federal power, bureaucratic expansion, and what supporters saw as elite consensus politics. The book explains why his message resonated with activists who felt politically homeless within a Republican Party that still contained many moderates and establishment figures. Goldwater gave ideological shape to frustrations that had been building for years, especially among anti-New Deal voters, religious conservatives, and anti-communist activists. Perlstein's point is not that Goldwater was always politically strategic in a conventional sense, but that his uncompromising style helped define conservatism as a distinct movement rather than a loose temperamental preference. This matters because it shows how political movements often emerge when a personality and a set of grievances align at the right historical moment. Goldwater became the candidate through whom the right could articulate a broader resistance to post-war liberalism. Secondly, the collapse of the post-war liberal consensus in the early 1960s. A central theme of the book is the weakening of the broad political agreement that had dominated much of post-war American life. Perlstein uses Goldwater's ascent to trace the limits of the liberal consensus, especially as questions of civil rights, federal authority, Cold War policy, and social order became more divisive. The consensus was never as stable or universal as it seemed, and the book shows how it depended on a fragile balance between public confidence in institutions and an assumption that major parties would operate within shared boundaries. Goldwater's challenge exposed how many Americans were becoming dissatisfied with that arrangement, whether from resentment of federal intervention or fear that social change was moving too quickly. Perlstein emphasizes that the issue was not only policy disagreement but a deeper conflict over legitimacy, who had the right to govern, what government should do, and how far national authority should reach. In this sense, the book is about political unmaking as much as political ascent, showing how consensus can dissolve when competing visions of the nation harden into rival camps. Thirdly, the 1964 campaign as a turning point in Republican politics. Goldwater's 1964 presidential campaign occupies the book's center because it marked a decisive break in the Republican Party's internal balance. Perlstein shows that the campaign was not merely an electoral defeat. It was a realignment moment that redefined the party's future direction. Goldwater's nomination revealed the growing power of conservative activists over the old guard and demonstrated that the party could no longer be understood as a stable coalition of moderates and conservatives. The campaign also exposed the costs of ideological clarity in a national election. Since Goldwater's positions and rhetoric were portrayed as extreme by opponents and widely resisted by mainstream voters, yet the defeat had long-term consequences that were almost more important than victory would have been, because it gave the right a martyr-like figure and a durable ideological template. Perlstein's analysis suggests that major political defeats can still be formative when they organize loyalty, sharpen identity, and establish a vocabulary for future mobilization. The campaign became a rehearsal for later conservative victories, even though it failed at the ballot box. Fourthly, narrative political history as a way of explaining ideological change. One of the book's distinguishing features is its method. Perlstein writes history as a richly detailed narrative rather than as a purely analytical survey. And that choice serves a clear purpose. Ideological change becomes intelligible when seen through people, institutions, conflicts, and media moments. The book moves between Goldwater, campaign operatives, journalists, donors, activists, rival Republicans, and the broader political atmosphere of the time. This approach lets Perlstein show how conservative politics developed through contingent events rather than through abstract inevitability. Small decisions, public performances, and organizational rivalries all matter, because movements are built through interaction as much as through doctrine. The method also helps reveal the emotional dimension of politics, including resentment, ambition, fear, and identification, which are often flattened in shorter accounts of party history. By narrating the rise of conservatism in concrete scenes, Perlstein makes it easier to see how ideology spreads through institutions and public discourse. The result is a book that explains political transformation by linking ideas to lived historical circumstances. Lastly, why the book matters for understanding present-day polarization. Although the book is about the 1960s, its significance extends into the present because it helps explain the origins of modern political polarization. Perlstein shows that many later developments in American politics did not appear suddenly, but grew out of the Goldwater era's conflicts over federal power, civil rights, party identity, and the language of outrage. The book is valuable not because it offers a simple line from Goldwater to every later conservative figure, but because it reveals the structural conditions under which a durable right-wing coalition could form. Readers can see how polarization becomes self-reinforcing when each side interprets compromise as surrender and sees the other as a threat to the nation's core values. The historical benefit is perspective. Current political tensions look less exceptional when placed inside a longer pattern of ideological sorting and partisan hardening. Compared with more general histories of conservatism, this book stands out for showing the moment when the modern struggle over American politics began to take a recognizable shape. It is both a biography of a candidate and an explanation of a political era whose consequences are still visible. In conclusion, Before the Storm will be especially useful to readers interested in American political history, the Republican Party, the origins of modern conservatism, and the broader unraveling of the post-war liberal order. It is also well-suited to readers who want history written as an argument without losing narrative momentum. Perlstein's major strength is that he does not reduce Goldwater to either a heroic trailblazer or a simple extremist. Instead, he shows how a complex political figure became the focal point for a movement in transition. That makes the book more illuminating than a standard campaign biography or a broad survey of conservatism, because it connects personality, ideology, media, and institutional change in one sustained account. Its value is both intellectual and practical. It helps readers understand how political coalitions form, how consensus breaks down, and why apparently marginal ideas can become nationally decisive. For anyone trying to understand the roots of today's partisan landscape, this book offers one of the clearest and most historically grounded starting points. If you would like to support Rick Perlstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.